Abu Ahmed's life has never been easy. His home back in Syria was bombed and destroyed by Syrian government forces in 2014. Left with no other option, Abu Ahmed fled to Turkey with his family, where he sells candy on the streets of the southern city of Gaziantep to provide for his family. But now, with the Turkish economy faltering and inflation skyrocketing, he is struggling even more.
Poor people are dying slowly. The prices went from 30% to 300%. Nothing remains the same. Only my work and income remain the same. My single-room house rent is 1,200 lira. I need 40 lira a day just for the rent, but I only make 30 lira per day. How am I going to pay? We hope that someone will help us.
Abu Ahmed has diabetes and needs treatment, but he has no public health coverage and is unable to afford medicines given his meager income. As a result, his health is deteriorating rapidly.
A decade ago, war forced millions of Syrians to leave their homes to make a new beginning in Turkey. But with its economy in crisis and inflation soaring, their lives here are becoming increasingly difficult.
Most Syrians know the hardship of life very well. Khalil Abu Ahmed left his country in 2018 when he felt his family was in danger of being killed by the Syrian government. He was detained after his first attempt to leave the Syrian city of Dara, and he spent more than a year in prison. However, he succeeded in coming to Turkey on his second attempt. Khalil used to be an IT engineer in Syria, but now he is forced to work as a construction worker in Gaziantep, where his co-workers often joke about his degree.
My colleagues say if I'd worked as a construction worker in Syria, it would be better for me instead of studying engineering, because here I can't make use of it. I'm trying to cut down on expenses. The high cost of living is making it impossible to meet our basic needs, but at least my children are safe here. But given my low salary, it's difficult to build a future for them.
Fleeing war in their country, Syrian refugees were hoping for a better and safer life in Turkey. But many say they now plan to seek asylum somewhere else, ideally in a European country. However, with so many financial and legal obstacles, that dream seems far-fetched. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Gaziantep, Turkey.